Well, we are back, for now at least, Matt Rose with your Stampeders report, because they were such a hit last year. We're hoping to bring you Stamps reports from now until the Grey Cup is handed out here in Calgary in November. But of course, there's the asterisk that the season might not begin as planned due to an expiring collective bargaining agreement between the CFL and CFL Players Association. The current incarnation expires on May 18th. Regular camp set to begin on May 19th, and rookie camp starts on Wednesday. We could see a player strike if a new CBA is not signed. Now, the CFLPA is recommending that players not in Alberta and Ontario should not report to training camp before that new agreement is in place. Players in Alberta and Ontario must report due to labor laws in their respective provinces, but if no agreement is in place before May 23rd, they can join the rest of the players on strike. Now, that is all if a new CBA is not signed. TSN reporting that talks on Monday went late into the night, and the same is expected on Tuesday, so hopefully it gets done this week and all of this will be for naught. The Stampeders themselves cannot offer much on the current situation when Dave Dickinson addressed the media ahead of the beginning of rookie camp.
We're operating business as usual. I love seeing the guys here. Got some nice weather. Guys are excited. Let all the other stuff sort itself out, but super confident we'll be rocking and rolling, have a great football season, and excited for the opportunity of 2019.
Not much more to be said on the collective bargaining agreement, so we'll take a look at the roster heading into camp, a very different roster compared to the one that lifted the Grey Cup in Edmonton back in November. The Stampeders lost five players to the NFL if you count Chris Matthews, who had a tryout but ended up signing with the Blue Bombers. Overall, 11 of their 24 starters from last year's Grey Cup are no longer with the club, but it does create opportunity, says Dave Dickinson.
We lost some guys, no doubt, more than any other year I can remember. Doesn't mean, though, that expectations are going to change. We feel we've got to do a great job. We know we've got some challenges, but to me, pressure is something that I enjoy. It makes life interesting. It's why you're in this business. We realize we've got some new blood, but that also can be fun. So I'm excited to see what we've got. I want to see it all out on the field, and I want to see who competes and who can retain information. There's guys that just are waiting for an opportunity. That's happened every year we've been in this league, is a guy just sits there and waits and waits. We think he's going to be good, but he can't show you until he gets that opportunity. Well, there's plenty of spots open and plenty of opportunity in this team this year.
It is extra peculiar that there has been so much turnover after this club won the Grey Cup last year, but the mood seems to be one that might not have been as expected. Lots of players who feel like they've been in the shadows for a couple of seasons, and now they have an opportunity to step into the spotlight and make a name for themselves.
Sometimes when you get a Grey Cup win, I've been there, you know, the group a lot of times will remain the same, and everyone's waiting for the ring ceremony, and there's just so much change this year and so much opportunity. I've never seen a group like... To me, when they're in here, it seems like they realize there's going to be a whole new face. There's opportunities. There's touches that are going to be there. Guys that have been waiting 2-3 years to get their chance to be a starter, they'll have that chance. So I feel like there's a lot of energy. Whether we are as talented as the other group, we'll see. But we definitely are ready to play, and our guys are excited to come back.
Last year, the watermark of the Stampeders was their stout defense. They only allowed 363 points. That's 56 less than the second-ranked Blue Bombers. They'll have a tough task replicating that, not only with the players themselves, but the fact that they no longer have Devon Claybrooks as their defensive coordinator. He took the head coaching job in BC, and Brent Monson, previously the linebacker coach, was promoted to defensive coordinator. Dave Dickinson says he has taken the role and run with it.
Behind the scenes, Brent, he was basically the meat and potatoes of that defensive group last year anyway. I mean, he is a guy that crunches the numbers and tendencies, and he's very analytical. He breaks things down, and then, obviously, then you delegate from there and you find guys to give you pieces. And I think Clay would be the first to admit that Brent was vital to the success of that group last year anyway. So, but now he's in charge. Everyone reacts differently with a little bit of extra power and a little bit extra responsibility. I've been really happy with what I've seen. Brent has really matured as a coach, and he's excited for the opportunity. But what he has to do is just be himself.
As mentioned, plenty of changes on the defense, in the secondary and up front. No Ja'Garrett Davis, no Micah Johnson, no Alex Singleton, and no Jameer Thurman in that front seven. But nevertheless, Dave Dickinson believes that the group they've assembled can carry the mail.
We worked really hard to find the best competition. We've got different athletes, we've got size, we've got hitters, we've got people that run well. Let's see who goes and takes that job. We did sign, obviously, with Corey Greenwood. I think he's a quality guy. That's 34 years old, so it's not like he's young. Let's give him a chance. Let's see what he can do. Wynton McManus had a great – he was just his arrows up. So those are two guys, I think, that have the inside track. We'll see. D-line, you know, we've been getting hit a lot on D-line the last few years, but for some reason we were able to find guys. But you win with your front.
On the defensive line, losing Micah Johnson is the biggest hole to fill. A healthy Cordero Law will return on the outside, while Falerin Orimolade, who filled in admirably throughout the season, could take a step and emulate the production that the team received from Jagarrad Davis. Derek Wigan and Junior Turner were great national players on the interior of that defensive line. They drafted Vincent Desjardins in the second round out of Laval. S.A. Muraburé returns as well. Plenty of Canadians who could work on the interior. The head coach did bring up another international name when he was asked about that massive hole left by Johnson's departure.
We do feel like we've got some guys here, but we also want to give our Canadians a look. Mike Rose has been super patient. He's been on our practice roster for 2 years now. He has played well in preseason and when he's got his opportunities. It's not like you're replacing Micah, though. He's a special man. I mean, not only was he explosive and fast, and he just basically, there's only so many of him out there. We got to do a few different things, but we'll have some guys in there that'll battle. And like I said, that's an opportunity.
The linebacker battle is going to be one to keep an eye on. Jameer Thurman and Alex Singleton both getting shots in the NFL. Malik Harris left in free agency. So Corey Greenwood, Riley Jones, and 2018 second-round draft pick Eric Metzeleria all contributed on special teams and could take a step forward. Another name to watch is Wynton McManus. Much like the other names I've just mentioned, he contributed on special teams and is poised to take a step forward.
He was our special teams leader. I think he can play, and I think he's excited for an opportunity to be a starter. Super big competition, though. I mean, like I said, I think the linebackers we brought in, you'll see it's going to be a big battle. And there's, yeah, Wynton has the upper hand. He knows both spots, Will and Mike. I do feel like he took a big step forward, and I love his leadership, his work ethic.
The other linebackers at camp include Dwayne Norman, who was with the team for parts of last year, three young newcomers in Gerard Fernandez, Anthony Gore, and Travis Wilson, a couple of 2019 draft picks in Joe Breinhart and Fraser Sopik, and finally Roni Salonen, who the club selected in the Euro import draft out of Finland. As for the secondary, they did lose several key guys at safety, halfback, and the corner position. At safety, Tunde Adeleke left in free agency, while Adam Berger retired, which came as a slight surprise to the head coach.
I didn't quite get it. I mean, the guy, we had him pegged in as a starter. He worked so hard to get there. But, you know, he just didn't feel right. And it's just, football is just such a tough game. If you're not feeling it, you can't play. It's just too hard a game. So, that was disappointing when we heard the news, but he did give us that news a few months ago that it was a possibility, and he confirmed it before the draft.
The team brought in Courtney Steven, another Canadian with CFL experience out of Hamilton. 2018 draft picks Royce Metchie and Dagogo Maxwell could fight for a spot. Emmanuel Davis left from his halfback spot, but the team does have high hopes for Deshaun Amos. He came in late in the season, but has a high ceiling. Out at corner, Siante Evans signed a contract with the now-defunct AAF, but his situation is murky as far as a return goes.
He's got a broken wrist, so it's not quite as simple as just saying, come on in. But Siante had some other things going on anyway. We reached out to him before the AAF, and we've definitely brought in a lot of DBs, some good players. You always stay in touch with good football players. I'm not going to say that we don't stay in touch, but we're ready to move forward.
In total, 17 defensive backs at camp. That'll be another interesting position to keep tabs on. Having veteran leaders Jamar Wall and Brandon Smith definitely helped the coaching staff a little bit less worry as far as what will happen in that secondary.
Jay Wall, Smitty are the guys. Those are the guys that keep everyone together back there. They're the guys that are our leaders. They run meetings with Josh Bell. I mean, the other guys certainly skill-wise, younger, fresher legs, but those two vets, they keep the glue. They're glue of our group, and we're happy to have both those guys back.
And I think that fans will echo that same sentiment that Dave Dickinson had at the end as this regular season draws closer. That's a look at the defense, but what about the offense? The long offseason of celebration was done with bated breath as fans waited to see if the reigning most outstanding player would be back with the red and white. Bo Levi Mitchell will be back with his shiny new contract, and Dave Dickinson has high hopes for his star pivot.
I hope he doesn't put any more pressure on himself. You know, contracts are contracts. I mean, you're paid what you're paid. Most of the time you're not that happy with it, and you just got to realize you signed the deal and move forward. With Bo, I think he's feeling that he did get a top dollar. I hope he just comes out and does what Bo does, which is works hard. He shows up every practice. He's a leader in the room, makes everyone better around him. He needs to be better too, so we'll never quit coaching. There's no doubt about that.
Behind him, Arbuckle did the short yardage work the majority of last year. Didn't see much playing time, though. The team brought in Montel Cozart later in the campaign, and they have also signed Troy Cook to battle for that backup position. Nothing is guaranteed for Arbuckle heading into camp.
Well, Nick has to go earn a job. I've said it to the players a lot. I don't treat everyone the same. I really don't. Everyone has earned a little bit different length of rope on that, basically, he has to realize, like all else, go compete, be yourself, and win the backup job. And be ready to play. That's it, basically. I mean, he did a nice job. He didn't get a ton of opportunities. He did a pretty good job at short yardage and all that. But Montel, Cozart's a guy we brought in last year. He'd never played a down. We don't know what he's going to do, but we'll see. And then bringing in Cook from Florida there, from our camp, he was an accurate guy that definitely has a chance.
In front of Bo, plenty of returning staff from the offensive line that allowed only 27 sacks in 2018. That was tied for first in the league with Saskatchewan. Shane Bergman and Brad Erdos both re-signed. Derek Dennis back at the left tackle spot. Ucombre Williams still with the club, although he might get bounced back to the right tackle spot because a certain first-round pick from last year has really impressed Dickinson with his offseason.
Well, I feel like Ryan Seaver has shown to be ready to play, and he has to earn it, but man, he's working hard, and he just really wants it. He's a local guy. We really liked him out of the draft. Just didn't play out for him last year. So by saying that, you got to give him a chance. We signed Berg back, and we got a dose as the two guards, so we thought, let's let Ryan take a shot at center, knowing full well we got Ucombre that can come back in, but we also, we lost a tackle. Ucombre came into the league as a tackle. I think he's one of the more physical guys in the league, very smart, great leader. So we're going to mix and match a bit. We also have to see who our new blood is. Can they play tackle? Feel good. Derek Dennis, I really, he's a guy I want to try to keep motivated because I thought him coming back was the key to that offensive line last year.
So it sounds like ideally the Stamps' interior O-line would be all Canadian, featuring Bergman, Sevier, and Erdos. Sounds like they're very content with the replacements for Spencer Wilson and Randy Richards. At receiver, much more up in the air, especially with the two stars in Eric Rogers and Kamar Jordan, who were both affected by serious injury last season.
The thing about Eric, he's super family man, and when he gets back there, he gets around his lady and his girls, and it's sometimes easy just to get into that life. But to me, he seemed like he's pretty motivated to come back and see if he could get back to really the Eric Rogers we knew, and he dominated when he played. It was pretty hard for him to feel good for two games in a row. So we will monitor him in camp, but he should be good to go. It's not like last offseason where he was coming off another surgery. I haven't seen Kamar for a while. It was a very serious injury. We'll come in, we'll get him looked at. I'm really not expecting anything out of him this year. If he can, great, but I think we got to temper our expectations with that type of injury.
Although Dave Dickinson did mention the team still has many players who started to make names for themselves last year and could step into the limelight.
If Reg comes back, Bagleton, into the mode that he was before that he broke his arm, there's no doubt he can be a CFL All-Star and will be if he starts all the games. Markeith Ambles, once again, we're moving him around, very versatile. He went 5 straight games with a touchdown. I mean, that's pretty good for a rookie. So we do need Eric. We signed Juwan to be a bigger part of this offense. You don't sign guys to put them on there as play 40% of the time. So Juwan has to step up, and he's ready. And then we just got a lot of good young blood. We've got a lot of different body types. We drafted Herge. We've also feel like we should have great competition, but they're all different. And now it's up to us to see how they fit. What are they good at? What can we, I guess, enhance their game and make them better at, and find out what we're going to do as an offense.
And finally, at running back, the duo of Don Jackson and Terry Williams are poised to return and take a step forward. Romar Morris is signed, but a torn Achilles from the West Final will make it hard for him to return and have an impact this year. Also of note, Kadeem Carey, who spent time on the practice roster in 2018, is returning. Gerald Holmes was on the PR very briefly last year as well. He's back at training camp. Ladarius Galloway also signed to help create some competition there. And at fullback, Will Langley, Charlie Power, and Ante Milanovic-Litre all return to help at that fullback position and also on special teams. So that's a look at the offense and the defense. We'll dive more into each group as training camp rolls on, touch on some special teams as well, hopefully over the next few weeks. As with the first Stamps report of 2019, I'm Matt Rose.